Hotfix.
This is Barry White, baby. Mm. You're listening to Mouse and Weens.
Pull up yourself a chair. Sit down real still-like. Grab yourself some hot cocoa. It's time to settle in for some Mouse and Weens. Ooh, it feels so good. Like a warm blanket over your face. Cozy, cool, real nice. Get ready for some Mouse and Weens.
Hi, this is so rare. Look at us. We're back in studio. Can we call it that?
Sure.
Aw, Weenie.
Hi, I remember you from earlier today.
I know.
I saw you out a window. You were in your son's window.
Yes,
and
I was.
You shouted at me, and I had just taken off my shirt.
Yeah, what were you doing in a jog bra out in the middle of the day? This is a bold move.
I figured no one would be looking, and I was out breaking down cardboard boxes in the hot, hot heat.
Not to be confused
with the band from 2003. Hot, hot heat.
Did you ever get into that kind of music? Because I could not do the rockabilly thing.
I don't think it's rockabilly. I think it was like in the vein of Arctic Monkeys and...
Really? I don't know. I always thought they were like the trumpet guys when swing was a big deal. Like those guys. No?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. You might be thinking of... Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Oh, yeah.
or Hot Snakes.
Hot Snakes? What?
Fact check.
Okay, clearly we were messing up all these band names. There is one called Hot Hot Heat. Julianne was right. It is in the vein of Arctic Monkeys. They sing Bandages. All right, and then there is also Reverend Horton Heat, who I thought, I did say rockabilly, but I thought there were horns. No horns. Take a listen. And then there's Hot Snakes, who I had never heard of, but Julianne had, and they sound like this. So there you go. Hot Heat, Snakes, and Hot Hot Reverends.
We're not talking about anything. Remember the idea of staying on track?
Yeah. But actually, this does lead into something I do want to discuss real quick.
Which is what?
Well, I invited you to go dancing tonight because I saw a fun thing. And it reminded me of back in the days when I was single and my friend Lisa and I would go swing dancing. We'd do swing dancing lessons or salsa lessons. And then you hang out in the bar and you get to keep dancing with people. And
like Cafe Sevilla. That's another place that does it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. And I thought this could be good to get you a little out of the house, a little bit out of school mode and work mode. And
yes.
No? Yes. Yes.
Well,
no.
It seems like you might be living vicariously through a single person. Are you? Can we interview you about that?
No. I think it would be fun to get you. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. My husband will never go dancing with me, ever. Aww. Ever, ever. Those days are done. It will not happen. Unless we're like forced at a wedding or a kid dance or a funeral.
I think you guys should take ecstasy.
Oh my God. This is the solution. Drugs?
Well, they do it for marriage therapy.
Let me say that better. I'm going to do this. Hold on.
What?
I got to get my grannies on.
Okay.
Drugs? You want me to do drugs? All right.
Okay, very good.
We're on YouTube,
You have to look on YouTube to see this.
Dumb.
Yeah, no, they're using ecstasy, MDMA / Molly, guys, for the hip folks. But they're using it for marriage therapy. They say
kids who are listening to this, it is not okay to do this.
I hope kids aren't listening to this. Well, but if they are, they're a couple of pervs. But this is old ladies talking about stuff. Just kidding. We're not old. We're just in our early 40s.
We're just jowly. That's all. No, I am.
But yeah.
You know my husband. You've lived here now for how long have you been here? Since the new year.
7 months. It's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
What do you think of me observing your marriage and life?
Yeah, it's fine. But you know how he is. He's not going to change. Like you've seen it day to day.
Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Except for if you use drugs.
Oh my gosh.
This no, is I'm not the promoting the use of drugs. I am saying, though, that sometimes people can't get out of their rules and conformity that they've decided who they are, but secretly fill them up with a little fruit juice and boy, will they start shimmying.
Or I have an idea. I go with you and other fun people who like dancing, because it doesn't mean I'm cheating on anybody if I go dancing or something. I can go have fun
with you. Now why are you saying this? Did something happen where it seemed like contentious when you brought up the idea?
It was a lot of eyebrows raised, like, why do you need to go dancing? Why can't she just go on her own? So we have a jealousy streak, my friends.
But he won't ever admit it. Has this always been the case?
I don't want to bash Dave. All right, let's move on. Anyway, I hate when you do this. I was asking you if you want to go dancing because we're talking about you and potentially dating and getting you out of the house. Stop flipping it on me.
Well, you have decided that this is the plan for me, but I might acquiesce because I have decided that it's time to date in the local area. Look how excited she got. We talked about this the other day. You lit up more than I lit up about this. How's your tooth, by the way?
Would you stop changing the subject?
She just had a dental implant.
Talk about it. Okay. Yeah, so every time I smile, you're going to notice my dumb tooth. I know. It's there in my face all the time. I think about it day in and day out.
She has a metal rod in there like the guy from James Bond. What's his name?
Jaws. He was like the big Russian guy, German, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so 70s kids will know. Okay. Jules.
Yo.
You are willing, acquiescing, I like that word.
Yeah.
To let me help you get back in the field.
I did say I think it's time. I think I'm ready as a human being on this earth to open my heart and see what's out there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? It's recorded for posterity. She is available, and she's going to make some things happen.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And this one, when I told her, lit up completely. My sister has been excited about the idea, and I haven't been ready up until this point. So there we go.
Well, because I think I would be a very good matchmaker. I know you really well. You are my sister.
Yes.
And I know your type. But I also see what could be tweaked about your type and find a little something else, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see. What do you know about me to be true? But honest, you could tell the flaws, too.
Okay. I know. Okay, just because past episodes, we've talked about this a little bit. You guys can go back. What was that one called? Like Feet, Dirty John. That one was fun. We talked about dating then. That was when you were on a dating app for about 2 seconds and then you got off of it.
There was one called Weens Goes a Courtin'.
Yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago. That was before you came out of your cocoon. Okay. So I think that you need someone who is an animal lover. You need a cat happy person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No allergies, must love cats, just like the movie. You need someone who supports you. It doesn't have to be vegan or vegetarian, but at least supports you in those efforts and would roll with the flow. Someone who's not uptight. Someone who has a great sense of humor, like quirky, fun. Can't be the boring, dumb jock sense of humor. Can't be the dippy dad joke humor. It has to be smart humor. Someone who you can have deep conversations with, talk about philosophy and life. Someone who's strong and strapping. Someone who is over 6 feet tall. I'm sorry, you're 6 feet tall. I wouldn't normally go there, but
it would be nice.
Yeah. You don't want to have to
kick someone off your leg like a...
what are they called? Motorboats in your boobs. All your boys have fit right in your cleavage. And that's enough of that.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's time to grow up. Get a big guy. We could look within the range of, I think I'm your manager now. I am your love manager. You're going to find someone in their, I would say 50. I think they need to be a little older.
I would say within 5 years. So
Yeah. And 50 and up, not too up because you still want them to get up. See what I did there.
Yep.
And handsome enough, but doesn't have to be classically, you know, Americana football guy can be
like our dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Can be fun, quirky. I'm thinking, who's the big skater that everybody loves from Encinitas?
Tony Hawk?
Yeah. Like Tony Hawk looking. You like the Sinnoh-y kind of thinner professory types, perhaps some glasses.
Ooh,
perhaps some salt and pepper.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
All right. And what else? Has to be liberal, loves helping people, very generous in heart and spirit and the bedroom, and can't have old ideals, and religion has to be super open-minded. How'd I do?
Now, very good, Joe.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, and good feet. You hate yucky feet.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's very shallow of me, though. Ooh, I could we'll get have past to, that.
Can we do... Okay, so if we sign
a
up online...
Date?
No, can we... We might have to ask... That might be one of your questions on your profile. Is like, show me a picture of your feet.
Joe,
and then people are going to think you have a
creepy,
foot fetish.
Creepy. Huh? No, I don't want to put that much attention on
really?
It.
Really?
It's just... Nobody needs to... know that, and that's very shallow, and it doesn't really matter. That would be very low on my list. It's not on my list. I made a list.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, what's on your list? Did I hit a lot? You should have been checking them off as I was talking.
I could tell you. It's a long list, and I got berated for the fact of... Okay, here's... I'll give you a few. It's
oh, I forgot another criteria. One. They need to be athletic, like hiking, and healthy.
Okay.
Like, just generally...
Joe.
Not smoking, not drinking necessarily. Maybe they could drink, but not like
not excessively
crazy.
And crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's very good. I want to commend you on your knowing me skills. Thank you for paying attention. Mm-mm-mm. I trust you as my, it's not called a mensch, but what is that? Hencha?
Oh, yeah. There's a nice
Yenta.
Jewish yentl.
Yenta. Okay, here's number one, folks,
okay.
For all the guys who are self-absorbed. Okay, this is my what must a man have or show in order for me to proceed with him? One, okay. He asks me questions and takes a genuine interest in me.
How did I forget that? Of course, you always complain about the ear humpers that never ask you questions. They just talk at you. Okay.
Okay. All right. A genuinely kind heart, empathy, emotional maturity, respect towards humans, animals, and family, unless they were blatantly abusive or awful. Respect from me. This is a 45 list.
Tolerance, I like
patience.
It. You did your
ability
homework.
To understand and respect that people are separate and different from himself. Creative thinking. He has living quarters, a car or transportation, and a
job.
Oh,
yeah. We don't want no scrubs. You got to have a non-scrub.
Right. Strong ability to communicate honestly. Respect and appreciation for women and their oppression. Like a male feminist, it would be nice.
Yes.
Has solid long-term male friends, has self-awareness, wants to leave the world a better place, loves nature and respects nature, and loves being out in nature. Isn't squeamish with insects, animals, or natural things like menstrual cycles, dirt, or farts. Genuinely.
I was going to say, I hope you added a clause for farts. Good. Okay, good.
Did
Genuinely,
you see?
I sent you a link about, it was an article about a guy who, when he met this girl, she walked into the room. He thought she was beautiful. She had some funny, quirky things. And then she started talking about her gas, and he knew she was the one. So see,
that.
There are
they
people
bonded.
Out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aww. I'll put that in our show notes. It's cute.
Okay.
Anyway.
But then I read this to someone and they said, gosh, you know, you got to let up on some of them. Like maybe a few you let go, like that one. And I was like, I don't know. Anyway,
well,
so.
I mean, there's within reason, but actually that'll work itself out in time because you get married. If you get married, you may not get married.
Sure.
But they'll get more and more comfortable and they'll love you inside and out. Menstrual cycle or not.
Yeah, by the time this happens, maybe it will be not. But but I'm hoping for the best. Anyway, is amazing and giving in life and in bed. Watch out. And by that, I mean he puts on clean sheets. Okay, a guy who appreciates and likes kids, adults, and older adults.
Right.
Okay. I'll just end there.
What
know.
About, does he watch porn? Is that okay?
Within reason, I guess. I think most guys do it. I think even if they say they're not, they are.
Reasonable porn. Okay, good.
I mean, it would be nice if they put all their sexual energy into you, but don't you think most guys secretly... Oof. Do you?
No, I'm sure. They are out and about. I mean, you see the stray looks. Yeah, guys does have your... to look around. It's the life is beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful people walking around.
Would that make you weird if you walked in and saw your honey?
No, I guess as long as it wasn't being taken out on someone else, as long as it's in his head and then comes home revved up, I don't know.
Yeah.
God, I sound like a librarian. I just can't even.
Why?
My classes again. I hope he comes home revved up. Like, what am I? Anyway.
Like the old Packer. like a 1920s car. Packer.
Got it. Okay.
Packing something. Okay, so do you want to hear deal breakers? Not to make this all about me,
but since
we're talking about it.
Yes. But first, let's hear from our sponsor, Dream Dinners. We are sponsored by Dream Dinners. Dream Dinners is a wonderful food preparation service that is offering our listeners $99 off their first order if you enter Mouse and Weens 99 at checkout. And let me tell you what that includes. This is a month's worth of meals, you guys, that is already chopped up, prepped. It's separated for you. It comes in a bag with instructions, and it goes in your freezer so you can take it out and thaw it anytime that it's convenient for you and cook up a quick dinner, 20, 30 minutes. It is such a game changer for us. We cook dinners together as a family. We sit down and eat meals as a family, and it's healthy food. It's great quality food. And you can modify it according to your likes and dislikes. You can give them special instructions. It's perfect for people who don't know how to cook. It's so simple. I leave instructions out for the kids or my husband sometimes. They have looked into it, and you save 20 hours a month from shopping and prepping. And really, the cost of meals is about $6.50 per meal, which is so cheap when you think about it. So much cheaper than a lot of the other services. So do go to dreamdinners.com, look up your location. If you're within 25 miles of Poway or San Marcos locations, just enter Mouse and Weens 99. You will get $99 off your first full order, and you will receive free shipping. Free shipping, free delivery. They don't ship it. They bring it to you. Or you can go pick it up yourself. But it's so easy, you guys. Do it. It is such a life changer. Enjoy.
Your deal breakers, not to make this all about me, but since we're talking about it.
Yes.
Deal breakers. Immediately. Don't waste time, I said to myself. One, he doesn't ask questions about me or doesn't show interest in getting to know the deeper me. Two, he's unavailable.
Wait. Let's talk about this. Men out there.
Yeah.
Please ask the woman, the lady of your life, questions. A simple, how was your day? How are you feeling? Did you see anything interesting today? Did you learn something today? And if you're in a first date situation, my God, ask about her family. Ask about where she grew up. All the background stuff. There's some people that just
don't
blow right into talking about themselves, and that's it.
And don't ever ask that. I really have had a couple guys that I have sadly just said, oh, I guess this is the guy that's not going to ask questions, but maybe they have other qualities, and they really did not get to know the deeper me, and I didn't reveal it because I'm like, if they don't ask, I'm not going to tell them. So it was okay,
but do you remember what I was telling you in my wild coaching skills in the kitchen?
Yes. What?
That you do have to kind of snowplow in there with conversation, because just you're a wonderful, beautiful human being that asks lots of questions. You are the eternal interviewer. But in normal speak, if you sit back and watch, people will tell a story. One time I saw a bear. Oh, really? I had a bear story too. And then they tell their story. And then you get to know each other. So not everyone's just going to interview and ask
but
questions.
I think I choose guys who will talk about the bear for an hour and then move on to another subject about themselves. And
but you need
subject.
To interject that bear story.
Well, but what I need to do is not choose guys who don't stop and go, what about you? Or who don't stop talking.
Yeah.
I think we, you know, I hate to say it, but respect maybe had an ear humper father that it's just become
he didn't
familiar.
Really hump our ears. That sounded weird. Ear humper just means a talker. Talk.
Wind
He'll talk
baggy.
To anyone about the same story, whether it's personal or not. It could be a guy on a bus bench or coworker or us.
He and won't tell remember the same story. That he maybe told you that, but we'll talk about things for, I mean, we used to put down the phone and 2 hours later pick it up and he'd still be talking. So that kind of,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
He would clear hours. It wasn't.
Well, the answer, the length of our answering machine tapes back in the days when it was tapes.
That is,
do you remember?
True.
It would just go run the whole tape.
Yeah, and then we'd be like, he went through some rough times.
So why do you not have an issue with this? And why do I? That's a good question.
Maybe you're nicer than I am. I bust in there with my stories too. I don't know.
Really? And you've always been like that. But you've also chosen guys who ask you questions?
Have I? I guess, yeah. I don't know. I don't like the showboats. You kind of like the star on stage kind of guys.
Not anymore.
Okay, this is a new chapter.
Yes.
So
these guys are exhausting and they will no longer get my attention. The first sign of self-absorption.
The first time you turn that spotlight on yourself, sir, you are out the back door. Whoa, a weird, huge butterfly just flew in front of my window.
That's a sign, Joe.
It's Dad. It was yellow. Sorry, and black.
Dad. We summoned him by talking bad. I'm so sorry. I feel guilty now.
He's or it's a just a butterfly trying to get out of the heat. It's so hot today.
But you weren't bothered by Dad's incessant talking.
Well, no, of course I was. But remember my motto? Remember what I told you when you were just like so fed up with Dad?
What? Pretend he's dying of
pretend
cancer.
He's
you
dying.
Caused it, Joelle.
Shut
he did
up!
Die of cancer.
Stop it.
You manifested
Don't say
it.
That. That's awful.
You're
I
awful.
Did not. Oh, are you firing me as your love coach? Stop it right
kidding.
Now.
I
no.
love you.
But it was it was another way of saying have tolerance because they're not going to be here forever and just have grace. Take
but that
deep
was
breaths.
When you were like 25. How could you have tolerance back there knowing
no. That was in high school when we were living together at okay. Creek Court. Yeah.
That was very profound of you. Do you know that my sister and I went to a world famous guru.
You're not talking to me anymore. You're talking to our audience.
Who? Am I supposed to be talking to you?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Hi, audience. Yes, let's involve our audience. In fact, can I do a very quick shout out?
Wait, I was in the middle of a story.
I know. Put a pin in the guru. I want to say, by the way, I put this on my little sheet. I do have a sheet. Where's episode 131? We had a question. Because we go from 130 to 132 if you go to mouseweens.com. It is on Patreon because it had some personal information that my son decided he did not want out there in the big world. So you have to go to Patreon and sign up for $5 a month if you want to get episode 131.
Cup of coffee.
Just like Sarah and Jody and Megan and Carla and Joyce. So thank
Aww,
you,
thanks,
patrons.
Everybody.
Okay, that's it. All right. So, Dad, we went to a guru and...
And he said to, this is Ram Dass's partner, Dale Borglum. Ram Dass, Stephen Levine, and Dale started the Living Dying Project together to work with people who are transitioning to be more conscious dying. It was in the 60s. Anyway, Ram Dass got huge and famous. Stephen Levine died. Dale Borglum, he says this.
What? Okay, I'm going to pull up a picture of Ram Dass and show the camera. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Ram Dass... was instrumental in the movement with Tim Leary. He was a Harvard professor. They got fired for doing LSD therapy and trials.
So you were trying to Ram Dass me with that Molly suggestion earlier. Okay, go
I was
ahead.
Ram Dassing you. But the Molly therapy, not to digress, but to digress, they said it's equal to 20 years of marriage counseling in one MDMA session. And
what?
They outlawed it. It's hugely amazing because you finally get out of your own head and you get connected to your love center and you're able to talk openly about problems. You remember it the next day. It's not like you're in some fruity land.
Who supported the study? The MDMA producers?
No, it's known to be hugely effective and they're trying to bring it back. That and psilocybin.
All right. There's Ram Dass, everybody.
Yeah.
Guru.
He recently died.
Bald and bearded,
ago.
And then, yeah, his buddy Dale is who we talked to.
And Dale said, to get back to that topic,
yes,
that he looked at Joelle, and Joelle said something to him. We interviewed him for a documentary project about death and dying, and he looked at Joelle, and Joelle said something like, oh, you know, my sister, she's more spiritual. I'm just here. I'm the scientist. And he goes, Joelle, you are much more grounded. Your sister and I are the neurotic ones. We're the ones that have to show up all the time and try to go to therapy and do meditation, which is essentially true. I think
that,
you are,
I know that kind of threw me. I was like, but you guys,
I feel that way.
Have all, like, the answers.
You're pretty grounded. You don't really have huge depression.
You know what that's called?
What?
Basic. I'm
going
through life.
That's not true, though. You're wise and you're deep. And I mean, do you really think that you don't think about deeper stuff? Like,
why are we here on the world and what is the meaning of life?
Well, you think that's a waste of time to think about stuff like that, right? You're more like to-do list.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got something figured out.
And I know it. And I just clap my hands.
Yay!
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It is the basics for me. But then again, I followed the little, you know, Americana routine. I got married, I have kids, and live in the burbs, and whatever. Life is good.
Life is good. But I knew you were going to say that.
I'm sorry. I know. So basic, so predictable. I'm working on it. Maybe I should do some psilocybin, or what is the other one?
Psilocybin mushrooms. Yeah. They're doing psilocybin clinical trials, and it's beating depression. It's helping with alcoholism, drug addiction. Huge. They're trying to get a law passed in where they do therapy with that.
Wow.
This is exciting. So Johns Hopkins University is doing all these studies.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep seeing it in the news, but I haven't read much about it.
If you want to see a good show on it, sorry, but I'll just say that Michael Pollan did a book all on this and on Netflix right now. It's called How to Change Your Mind.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Watch it on Netflix. They have ones on LSD, MDMA, psilocybin, ayahuasca. Oh, no, they didn't do that. They did mescaline. But it is interesting.
Interesting.
And to dig deeper, it's not a surefire way of solving all your problems, but it might be a way to get some insight where you're seeing the world through your limited lens. But they're saying with guided, you know, clinicians, not by yourself with your buddies.
Right, right.
So
we talked about ayahuasca somewhere in one of our episodes. And then our buddy and his wife, they were talking about going to do a retreat where they do that. And
should we say names? Because maybe they don't want people to know about that.
True. That's true.
We'll bleep it out. Cut it out.
That'll be a fart. Speaking of old friends, can I talk about this really quick? Will you please come
Yes, but I didn't feel my... didn't finish my deal breaker
ahead.
List.
Oh, gosh. We're jumping ahead. I'm so sorry. Yes.
I mean, do you want to finish it?
No, but have you done any of those things or you're not going to talk about that, huh?
The drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. MDMA, I did with...
Are you gonna say names?
No.
Bloop.
And mushrooms I did with, I'm sure he wouldn't care.
Bloop.
And that was a really profound thing that I got out of that, is how definite nonverbal communication is between two people. It was a huge insight. And I just heard yesterday in one of my classes, 85% of communication is done nonverbally between humans.
Wow.
So I was like, verification.
Yeah.
It is
true. Vibes are everything, man. And body language.
And you become symbiotic with your husband. At some point, do you feel that already?
Yeah. I mean, just in the weird, you know, ESP, we call each other or say the same thing definitely. Insane.
So you actually are sharing, I don't know what they said, molecules or... Not hormones, but
we're like the roots of trees. We're all talking to each other. We just can't see it.
That's it. And you get oxytocin bonding with people. Anyway.
Right.
Okay. So let me just go through this list real fast. Okay. Deal breakers immediately. Don't waste time. He doesn't ask questions to show genuine interest in getting to know the deeper me.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he's unavailable physical or emotionally. Three, he's mean and shows signs of disrespect.
Ooh.
He's dorky and has dorky eye-rolling humor. He's intolerant, much like me and my dorky eye. That one could be nuanced. If he's a great guy, I wouldn't care about that. He goes through the motions but is detached. So he shows up and pretends to be a good boyfriend person, but secretly is not all there, you know?
Yeah. What if he's on his phone all the time? Like, yeah, yeah.
Also
honey.
Terrible.
Right.
Yeah, wouldn't do it. He doesn't respect himself or others. He lets himself go. Fat, health, self-care, hygiene. Replies. He relies on parents for or others for money. Yes.
Would you do the thing like you can't gain more than 20 pounds or I'm out of here?
That's pretty terrible. But did someone do that?
Well, people have claimed that. You know, of course it's the extreme. But like, this is my reason for divorce. Like in court and everything, she signed a contract. She wouldn't gain more weight. And this is not what I married. This is not who I married. And I want out.
Hence my first thing is that he respects and loves me for the deeper person. But good. I also wouldn't want to be.
So you don't have to sign the contract, but he does. Just kidding.
I mean.
No, I get it. I get it. Just you be get healthy.
It. If someone's letting himself go that much, that means there's something else going on.
Right.
Or they need to get new medication.
Right.
Because it's there. I almost said thalidomide. What's the part of them?
Thyroid.
Thyroid. Okay. Yeah. He relies on parents or others for money. He doesn't like his family with no great reason. His living space is dirty or smelly. He's infantile in humor, behavior, or spirit. He doesn't love animals. He's brash or harsh. He's not emotionally, spiritually. Oh, not smart, emotionally, spiritually, brain. He's shady. He lies to benefit himself. Financially irresponsible. He sucks as a human being. I would feel weird bringing him around my family or friends, like making excuses for him. Yeah. If he doesn't have my back, if he's not equal in the relationship effort, like driving, going to my stuff, supporting me, and sex. Sorry, mom. He doesn't like kids or adults or older adults. Done.
Yeah, I like it.
What do you think?
That's a great list.
Is it too much?
I mean, it's a long list. This guy better be out there. Perfect and wonderful. But well, I will say, okay. As a seasoned married person, you do have to let a few things go.
I will, but I'll find how to do those things for myself where that guy doesn't have to do them. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. This is what I was just talking to someone on the phone about. If you fill that up in yourself, then you'll let go on a few things. You know what I mean? Like you might, or if he's amazing, you pick your five and you let a couple of those go. Pick your top five.
Yeah.
And then what?
So I'll
work on that.
If you find out he's a little too money motivated, then you will donate extra to balance out that.
Not that one. No. But okay, for example, the one that you just gave me, if I figure out how to speak up more and interject my own self, maybe I wouldn't need him to ask me so many questions.
Ah, yes. Right.
So maybe I'll figure out how to balance that myself.
Right. Because it all comes down to balance.
And Jesus. Just kidding. Okay, wait.
Yeah, now what if you find someone who marks all the boxes but is like a born-again Christian that's
just... Can't imagine it would work. It could not work. That's too fundamentally different.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I
mean, it's a big, big thing. It has ruined lots of marriages where people thought, we can make this work. I'm this, you're that.
Okay, your husband is 100% atheist. I would say you're more agnostic. You let a little... of the sunlight of the spirit in, right?
Yeah, yeah. I believe in all the gurus that all these people existed, the Buddhas and the Jesuses and all the good guys and taught good lessons.
Well, he might believe in that too because they actually did exist, right? I mean, they're...
But
he doesn't believe.
That there's a God. He's spiritual to a degree, but then he's very scientific too, so...
So he's not full-on atheist 100%, like everything else isn't true.
I'd say agnostic.
Really?
I think.
Because that lines up with who you are, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we really do see eye to eye. And more so, the older we get and the kids are out of that age where in the beginning I was like, well, it might be nice to go find a community at a church and do, you know, the Sunday school and it's the peer group and the youth groups and just for that. But then he really did kind of explain and show all the different ways that kids can get kind of
messed up,
backdoor indoctrinated into a certain thought process. And yeah, and I did remember a lot of that growing up of going to youth camp. And yes, it was fun. But then there were also moments when I was looking around and everybody was raising their hand and like, oh, Jesus, the Spirit. And I was like, I guess I'm supposed to do that too. And I'd be like, I did not know. I didn't feel any spirit. I was just like worried about did I put deodorant on? It was so awkward. And then if Mark Hoover was looking at me with his little teeth and wanted to go on a hike Joe and kiss L. me again. It was just, I was not moved by the spirit. I was moved by be a good person, do well, take care of others. And so that's what I live by. It's the golden rule stuff.
Shabam. That's at the foundation of all religions. Hello? If people just followed that, it might be a better place.
Yes. All about love. Done. Just like Michelle said in our last episode. I hope everybody liked our pride episode with Steph and Michelle. Yay. They're the best.
But it was great.
Yeah. Open-mindedness. Everything comes from love. And if you can operate from that place, then we're all good. It's the judgment and all that.
Yeah.
But it would be tough.
You're right. Because even atheists say, my way is smarter and better than all you guys. And I think that's intolerance. It's even if you believe that you're better than, I mean, I don't know. Maybe don't say it. Maybe don't have some tolerance for others.
Yeah, exactly. I have friends who are Christian. And I think we just kind of choose to not discuss certain topics because we know we're never going to change our minds. And we still love each other. And we talk about the good stuff. And we can have discussions and kind of say each of our points and why and then move on. And it's not a big blowout. So
that's great.
I'm just glad that those are my friends because anyone that had the judgment around it would not be. I'm too old to deal with any of that. Let me get my glasses again.
Good.
No slumps, no chumps, and no Bible thumps.
Yeah, that's it, Joe. Good. I like it.
Thanks.
You sounded like Dirty Harry. Okay, so what else do you want to close out the dating part of life here, and then we can move on?
Yeah. Okay, so next step. So now that we have our list, you have me in place, ready to be your manager.
Okay.
I would like to find some singles events to accompany you to. I'll be your wingman, or I have some single friends. I can
wingwoman.
Make you right, wing woman. I can make you you guys introductions and everybody can and go out together.
Ooh.
So we like the in-person thing, but we also like the dating apps. So where are you with
who's
that
we?
Idea? You and me, we're a team.
Oh, well, I didn't say I like the dating apps.
Oh, well, that's why I'm asking. What do you want to do next?
Well, I would like to maybe do the dating apps, but it would have to be probably not those free ones. We'll take away all the frees because if someone doesn't put money into it, then they're bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
That's my guess. This
costs something.
That's
it. I just pointed down.
Whoa, Joe. I hope you were talking about your knees.
Yeah.
I've got some good ones.
Oh. Got to invest in these knees.
That's it. Yeah. So maybe we'll find a couple that are good, solid ones. And then I'm putting them through a couple things. I mean, these guys really have to measure up to something. They're going to have to wait a little bit. I'm going to go through several dates before there's any heavy petting or kissing. We're going to go through stages. I got a dating plan.
Wow.
Going into effect.
Now you're not going to divulge this, right? This is all quiet, behind-the-scenes stuff.
This is you and me. We'll discuss. Yes, but
they don't know anything about this. They're not going to find this podcast or listen to this episode, right?
No. I'm not going to tell them my last name for several dates. Yeah. So they can't find any of this stuff.
Wait until they love you.
There's going to be a heavy vetting process.
Heavy vetting. No heavy petting.
Look at you. She's put on those glasses again. Okay. What do you think about that?
Okay, good. I like it.
She wants to say soften her edges.
No, I had a point and I was just thinking of something. So you're not going to get physically involved. We have stages and bases that we're going to hit.
Yes.
How many? Okay, so let's say we do an online thing that's paid. How many times do you have to talk back and forth before you agree to meet? And where would you like to meet? And what would these dates look like?
Well, that's the part we have to figure out. Maybe we'll discuss that next time we're in town because, my girlfriend, I don't know. I just said it, but
we live upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, right. Upstairs and downstairs. Wee Willy Winky runs through the town. Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Singing that song.
Rapping at the windows, crying at the locks.
Are the children in no beds for now it's 8 o'clock?
Okay, does anyone know Wee Willie Winky? Please write in.
He's hot. Long he's got stocking a wee cap.
Running Willy. Through he's town. Running around, creeping in people's windows. We don't
probably
know.
Probably no underwear under that.
No night. Underwear.
Nightgown.
He's got
or
a nightgown and a cap. This is creepy.
With a candle. Start a fire.
Rapping at the windows. Oh. Anyway, this is what we grew up on.
I love it.
So my friend in New York was online dating, and she would like immediately want to do a FaceTime meeting and kind of, yes. She said it was like a business interview and would ask her basic questions. And if they passed that, then she would go for a coffee. If they passed that, and it was always limited time, like 1 hour.
That's
she
good.
Was all business and didn't want to waste time because all this back and forth and this nuance. And then you might meet them and or see them in FaceTime and, you know, they're not like their picture.
And this was one of the hot tips from Jules Hannaford. Remember our episode when we interviewed her, how not to get catfished and dragged into something. You need to see this person in real time talking on a video too.
Okay.
You want to make sure they're the real person.
But also, didn't she say she talked to him on video and he did seem legitimate and it was only until she met with him in person?
Yeah, that guy really duped her. But it's rare that that happened. This is, for those of you who don't know, this was a fellow podcaster who wrote a book and made a podcast about her story of getting financially catfished and giving this creep, this thief, all this money and her life was really in danger. It's a really good story episode. Mm-hmm. It's called Fool Me Twice.
Yeah.
Don't fool me twice. No, fool me twice. Fool me twice. She also has a new episode about diamonds. It's a whole new series. Anyway. Yeah.
Her series has gone, it's like huge too, by the way.
Yeah,
so
it's really big.
Yeah.
It's she's doing a success story. We love Jules.
Yay!
We love you, Jules.
So I'm going to take a note from Jules' book, and we'll see the guy on FaceTime, but also meet him, make sure he's real. And people get catfish a lot, by the way. It happens. So they'll spend money at first. Remember what's the stupid documentary we watched about that guy?
Dirty
the Tinder
John?
Swindler!
Oh, yeah. The Tinder Swindler. Oh, wait. Yeah, what was the story? Now I can't remember.
So he would take money from, he was like, made himself out to be this baller. And use one woman's money to fly her jet plane and go pick up another woman. And then eventually, he was like the long haul guy who 6 months in would ask for $40,000 and then maybe... And he looked like he had a lot of money, so people would...
And he was like, people are after me, and you got to help me. And he would send the same bloody video, like, look, they're after me. I just got punched.
So he
punched.
Just... Punched.
Okay. That was the Johnny
Depp Amber Heard. I did not punch you. You did not get punched. Oh, she's awful.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Ha-ha. Does anyone know what we're talking
about?
So
much fun with those sound bites. Oh, my God.
Poor so Johnny Depp. We're Johnny on the Depp side. She was a terrible lady.
Yeah. See, he was being led around by his dinky with that one.
Well, also, they were both clearly, and I mean, it's just like a classic narcissist. Toxic relationship, I think.
Yeah.
When you saw all that, Joe, did you relate to any of it? Like, ooh, I've done that. Ooh, I did that.
We talked about this a little. I can't remember. I did relate to something, which was, I don't remember.
Okay, well.
No, I think it was just getting in a heated argument but never taking it that far, of course, but just those feelings of seeing red and just being so mad and frustrated. But then you add all his alcohol and drugs on top of it and then her craziness and, oh, those tapes just reminded me of our past. Well, it'll come out in the documentary, perhaps.
What?
I'm speaking in code about.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Love addiction.
Yes. All right. But moving
on,
stay positive. I want to start as soon as possible. Are you game? Because you are busy. Tell our friends and listeners.
I've started my master's program. I'm doing a master's in social work, and I started my internship. First week is over. Hitting the second week Monday.
Yay.
So Monday through Friday, it's a lot of stuff going on and lots of papers and reading coming up.
That's right.
So it's a whole new world.
A whole new crazy. World. You it's are super busy. It's going to be a 60-hour work week for you, going to classes, doing your internship. So tell, do you want to talk about where you're working?
Where is your cubicle? San Diego County Aging and Independence. So it helps hook older people who might need resources up with the resources. So
very nice.
And that's all I won't get too into it because I've only been there a week and I'm not sure all the stuff, but it's a great resource for people who might need caregiving or assessment for Alzheimer's and dementia and help with anything.
Yeah. There's so much out there people don't know about.
And there's money out there. And the whole idea is to get the word out that, hey guys,
right. You know, right. The success. Yeah. We have Elder Help. We both did that a while ago. Meals on Wheels, we've both done. And then the Jewish Family Services. And they're all kind of pseudo interrelated.
Yeah,
and
they are.
Good county money, state money, and independent money. But yeah, it's all good stuff. There's a lot of shut-ins out there and a lot of older folks.
Do you have a soft spot? Soft smart for the old?
Sorry. I have soft farts and soft spurts.
Yes. She does, folks. She does.
That was a lot of S's. I'm going to have to edit out.
So anyway, we'll just say that there's that. We both have a soft spot for the older adults.
Yes.
We don't say elderly. We don't say seniors, by the way. Older adults.
Older adults. Okay.
Yep. And then that was new terminology I learned.
The golden years. The best generation? No.
Golden years.
Older folks? Does older folks work? No.
Sure. No. Yeah. Okay. Black folks, older folks. I don't know. Okay, anyway, good. So that's something. Yeah. And then, we'll see
I'm
where
so
it goes.
Proud of you, Julianne. I just have to say, I know I'm not supposed to, like, that's a codependent thing to say I'm proud of you.
Why?
Because then you feel like you have to live up to something that I'm putting out there.
No, I'm not going to live
Aren't
up to
Aren't you proud
shit.
Of yourself?
Yes. I love it.
But that's awesome. You did it. You have straight A's, and now you're getting a master's degree.
Well, we'll see.
Because of COVID. All because of a bat.
All because of COVID.
And a wet market.
Stopped the crazy film industry for a little bit enough to slow the F down. So thank you, world. Sorry about the circumstances, but I was very grateful. Thank you, Joe, for saying that. I appreciate you very much. And thank you for having me here. How do you think that's going, by the way? Because I'm at your house
for
a temporary amount of time, but what do you think so far?
I love
it. Let's talk real.
Okay. I love having you here. You know my things I don't love. Flies.
Open containers.
And dirty counters when you slosh stuff on the counters and don't wipe it.
I don't slosh.
There's a few green blobs here and there.
Green smoothies.
She makes us green smoothies every morning, folks. I can't get mad at that. So
you can't because
that's it.
Do you like those green smoothies?
Love the green smoothies. Although, it gives me an extra sit down in the morning. And sometimes I'm out walking the dog and I have to really walk fast home because it gets me moving, if you know what I mean.
It's good. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, you're great. No, I love it. I think everything is good, and I love
are you
having
gonna
you
be,
here.
I love you too, and I love being here. And you guys are wonderful. And I hope your husband feels the same way too, because he's part of it. Does he get annoyed at anything?
Nope.
Now you have to speak for him.
He doesn't. No, and you know that. And you keep making me check in with him, and I keep checking in with him, and I keep reporting back
that's codependent. Sorry. It is though, folks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll get over it. Because you're asking for someone to validate you or give you approval. It's like, I told you if you guys have a problem, just tell me. That's as far as it should go.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's like fill out a satisfaction card. Like, fill out a survey. How happy are you these days? So that's it. We're just checking in, taking the temperature. How are you feeling, though? What bothers you about our house? There's got to be a lot.
No,
stinky
nothing.
Dogs.
Your dog's ears smell like cheese. Why is that?
The stinky blue cheese type. Yeah, he's got an ear infection, and he gets them all summer long when he swims. It's yeast.
Oh, poor guy. We tried the apple cider vinegar, which is supposed to cure everything.
Yeah,
I need
to take him to the vet and get more actual medicine again. We tried the homeopathic way. Did not work.
Next, are you going to be resentful that I'm going to be spending a lot of time in my own world?
No.
Not helping as much?
No.
Okay.
Because you didn't help a lot before. No, I'm kidding. You did. Of course you did. I'm kidding. No, the boys are so independent now. You were helping me drive them.
Well, maybe
before.
I wasn't helping. Yeah.
You were. I'm kidding. It was a joke. Yeah. The boys are
You know
now,
what? You can suck it. I'm sick of all. I'm just kidding.
I don't the like boys. When you act mad because you're actually an actress and it really worries me. You really do look mad. Toby drives now, so he takes his brother back and forth. So those two are off the slate. I just have to pick up Elliot at home. I mean, after football at night. Charlotte, mm-hmm. I love driving around. I think it's fun and cute. So I'm happy to do that. Cute. I love driving my kids around. This is it. I quit the garden. I don't work there anymore.
Thank goodness.
I am retired and handed on the baton to another elementary school pair of moms. Yay. And that was my goal, was to make it a paid position. Make it a paid position. And...
Joelle, why would you do that to yourself? She just pooped herself.
She just green smoothied out the back of her ergonomically correct chair. Gee whiz. That poor plant. Watch, everybody. It's starting to wilt. Look at it. Just kidding. She just lowered her chair. She's like only a head in there. All right. It's almost like I can smell it. Gross. All right. Anyway. I don't even remember what I was saying. So,
all right.
I've handed on the baton, so now I'm available to drive and I'm available to be a mom because this is the last year. So
you
like that.
I asked you, what is the most important thing in your life? And you said being a mom.
Yeah. It's totally.
I mean, one of them, we'll say.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's the number one thing that keeps me up at night, that I wake up like, okay, here I go on my day. What, you know? It's top of mind all the time.
Has your anxiety gone away in the middle of the night?
All right. No. I knew you were going
to
go here.
Analyzing you. This is my
anyway,
new job.
Can I just say I'm available because Toby is a senior. He's starting to look into colleges right now. We're starting the application process. We have hired a lady to help him go through all his stuff, get him on track, pick careers, and it's a lot. Poor guy. I feel bad. I'll bet he's feeling the pressure.
It's so nice to have direction and guidance and help along the way. So
yeah,
you guys are really wonderful parents. I was telling someone that the other day how involved you are in their lives, and you actually care about them and their...
To a degree, but then sometimes we like when they just sit in front of their Xbox because then it's not a lot of maintenance, which is awful, but you can get your stuff done. But then I feel guilty because then they're... playing Xbox all the time. This is the middle one when he's not at football. But I figure with football, he needs a lot of downtime. I'm anxiety out right now, aren't I? I am doing it. I do spin out a little just worrying about the kids, but I feel like I only have this much time left and I have to do it right. I'm a perfectionist.
You do put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You are a number two on the Enneagram scales, which is the helper. Yeah. You're a helper.
Okay.
And your whole... your worth is helping others, but you also want to hear thank yous and get appreciation for it. But
yes,
I think,
do. See this back? It needs to be padded.
Yep. And, but you also care a lot about your kids. Mom said it was her favorite job in the world is being a mom too.
Yeah.
That might be fourth on my list, but I think
well,
some
you have to
people
the kids
are
to be the mom.
To,
yeah.
Yes. Okay. I like to be the aunt, but for you, it was very important that you did that and you take it seriously. So makes sense that I do think you might have a little too much anxiety around it because, in my opinion, you're doing a wonderful above and beyond job.
Thank you.
But maybe you don't see how other people are doing it. So
yeah, it's less now. I feel like now that they're more independent, I'm kind of like, okay, cool. You're on the right track. I don't think they're going to, you know, go off and do MDMA unless they listen to this episode.
Only when you're married, folks, and you're over 25.
And you need to spice up the bedroom. No, I think, and watching Toby really mature and like working out and eating healthy and
all in his
getting
own.
A job. I mean, like that's huge. That to me is just like, it's
you
almost
were worried
like
about...
they've flown the coop. Yeah. He's number one. I didn't know what this was going to look like. So he's the firstborn and he's doing great.
Joe, you did it.
Straight A's all as well. Second kid, straight A's. Little, he needs a little more direction, but he is only 15, so.
Straight A's.
So he's very social. He's got a different personality and loves his buddies and loves his Xbox bullshit.
What about, we won't talk about that.
What?
Ladies, he started to date, but you're not hearing
well,
as
that's
much about
episode,
it?
What did I say? 131. So that's on Patreon. You can go there to hear that.
That's private.
Yeah. And Charlotte is great too, and she's just starting cheer, competitive cheer, and
so
that's
cute.
Her new little world, and it's very athletic. They have to be really strong and throw kids up in the air and stuff. She's like
a lot of gymnastics.
Yeah, she's a sputter kind of
I'm
person.
Making sure she doesn't go that snooty cheerleading route because I had know. A lot of problem with those people in high school. So I'm making sure I'm giving her her Nirvana guitar lessons.
Good, yes.
Throwing in some Radiohead in there. Yeah. And making sure she stays grounded in important things like guitar. Yes.
Like guitar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she is, I think she'll always be that kind of person too. I don't think she'll ever go too extreme.
She's a cool
Even
kid.
If she has wacky friends, I think she'll just kind of straight and narrow. I hope.
She's
I
the
hope,
diplomat too.
Yeah.
I like so, that.
Yeah, it's cute though. She's going through all her stuff and, you know, started sixth grade, started middle school. This is a whole new world and dabbling with eyeliner and little, you know, cares that about time. Her appearance a little bit more and
weird to see, huh?
Yeah, and we had to buy some female products to put under the sink just in case.
Can I just tell you what I saw the other day? I came out of the back room and I'm going in there and I hear this mom and Charlotte's going, God. And the two boys are on the couch and they're going, jeez. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. And you're like, no, I just want to tell you that you put this in your underwear and you put these little flaps around so they stick on. And I'm like, what is she training her kid? And I see that you're telling him how to put it in a pad. But you're right in front of the two boys. Charlotte already took off down the hall. So what was happening?
Well, okay. So we had our perimenopause episode. And as we know, we're both slowing down in life, which is perfectly fine with me.
Okay. I also, can I say Brian Lee, my good buddy Brian Lee, who supported our show, he wrote me the other day. He's like, I just listened to 55 minutes of your perimenopause. And he's a lovely man friend of mine.
Yay.
He's like, I don't know why I listened to the whole thing, but just so you know, I know what's going on now.
Oh,
and then Sam Leaf, my good friend, she listens to all of our episodes. So shout out to my two buddies who are listening
Sam
to all
and
of them.
Brian, thank you.
Yeah. And Sam
That's
just
cool.
asked me to go to the high school reunion, by the way.
Yay!
She's
yes!
like, let's go. It could be fun.
Please go. No. We're going to talk about that.
Sam, I love you. I just hated high school, but we'll talk about it.
But
okay.
These are the okay people, maybe. Maybe.
Sam's amazing. I love her. She was, but anyway, keep going with your story.
Oh, okay. So perimenopause. So I'm slowing down in the monthly department.
You are?
But it's like a little, I was telling my friends, it's like a little air fart. It's just a little like couple days of spotting and it's so stupid. And it's like, I could still make a baby, but I can't.
But then you had 4 days the other day.
But then, right, so this is when it started, was when you walked out and saw me, I was getting a pad. It's not like I was demonstrating and my pants were down in the living room or anything like that. I just held it up
so
and I
wrong.
Said, I think you guys need to see this. And this is how you take the tabs off. And if you were to put it in underwear, go like this. It's like a sticker and you wrap the wings around so it doesn't, you know, bleed.
Menstrual pad, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So it has wings. And the boys, I'm like, you know what? You need to know this too, because you might have a girlfriend or, you know, a wife or a sister. You might have to help Charlotte. I don't know. Like, boys need to know this too. There's nothing worse than meeting a guy who doesn't know the difference between a pad and a tampon. I'm like, come on. Are women more than half the species? Are there more
Probably.
Women
I mean,
than men?
They're more than the good half.
So how do we, like, not know this yet, people. So anyway, I wanted to educate, therefore I did.
I love that you talk about all this stuff. This is what our dad did with us. So a positive, wonderful shout out for our dad teaching us all this stuff and
trying to erase the answering machine message comment.
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
I feel bad. I'm always talking about the bad stuff, but you remember the bad stuff sometimes more than the good.
Or
for me.
It happened. Yeah. He was
negative
talker.
That one negative comment can outweigh the 100 positive comments. It's a very strong thing in our brains that's primal.
True.
Helps us with survival. Okay. Fact.
And so how dare somebody just talk into a machine for an hour? Dad, here we are.
I know.
No, we're having
See, we
a
love
real conversation.
It too.
I know. And we had
I'm
all
sure.
our tapes. He was the original podcaster, by the way. We need to digitize all his tapes and videos because he made us this way. And
he made us always write. So all the good things, you have to say three positive comments. When you say one negative comment about someone, to outweigh it. So okay. He was a great archiver. He cared so much about us that he would record us as little kids, so someday we could hear ourselves as adults. Yep. And that has been true and so precious.
Yep.
And he taught us about periods and female anatomy on a bionic woman who was invisible. You could see inside of her, right?
No. It was a solid Barbie, but she was just huge. So he drew with a pencil where her uterus was and fallopian tubes and ovaries. And yeah.
See, I don't know why, but I thought I had a memory of him showing me with a banana and melon. And I might
be
wrong.
Why do you say that? That
did I make that upsetting. Up?
I don't know. Maybe
I got a different talk. I think the second kid gets it because they have just had it. They put too much effort in the first kid. And the second one just gets a banana and a cantaloupe.
I mean,
and they move on.
Possible. We always had fruit on the counter. He was a health nut too. So
he probably was busy. They were like, "She's fine. She'll land on her feet."
He probably had the sperm were the raisins and the eggs were the almonds and there was a banana and a melon.
So now when I order fruit salad, it's a whole different experience. It's very
always
odd.
Dried apricots. Those are probably the
my fallopian tubes.
Yeah,
and the
ovaries. Yeah. Oh God, Dad. Okay, we're running fruit salad forever.
And one more good thing about Dad, Gojo.
He's a funny person, and we had so much fun with him. And we are starting to run out of time, I think, right? Are we at time?
Let's end this sucker.
All right. It's been a fun sucker, but I have lots to talk about in our next one. I went to London. We'll do a little London recap.
Yeah, on the hottest day of London's history, by the way.
Yes. All right. Don't ruin my lead story. I'll tell
it
next time.
Okay, but you have to entice.
Okay. It's enticing. Hear what happened on the hottest day in London's history. I was there. Other fun things. Oh, I have a lot of fun articles that were in the news that I want to discuss. Oh, there she goes again. As soon as I start talking, you tune out. You like...
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I was getting closer to the mic.
Okay. She just turned into a small, small person in her screen. And my tooth debacle. What else?
Jaws,
boobs. We were going to talk about that. That'll come up next time.
What's wrong with your boobs?
We'll talk about it next time.
Are you going to get them chopped off?
Enticing. I don't know. Let's talk about it next time.
I'd like to talk about my boobs, too.
Okay.
I'm starting to look like a lady in National Geographic that's nursing a pig. We'll talk about that next time. I always remember that picture traumatized me. It's not funny. They need resources there.
Oh,
stop
my
laughing.
God. Wow. Wow. Well, you know, maybe there's a market for that. But anyway, okay. Boys and girls, thank you for listening. Thank you, patrons. We appreciate your being there and helping keep the lights on over here. And everyone who listens. And I'm sorry it's been so long. It's just been kind of a summer break for us. We took a little bit of a...
She's self-absorbed.
We're getting back to our weekly catch-ups and hopefully...
She's been touching her boobs.
Stop it. Stop. With piglets attached. All right. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's play it back. Summertime. And the moon.
The fish are jumping, and the cotton is dry. Your daddy fish, and mama's good smelling. So hush, little fish, and don't you cry.
Did you know we were tape recording it? Huh?
Is the time for mouse and weenie? Fish are jumping. Mouse is high.
The weenie is red, so
good looking.
How so harsh, little girl.
no more.
She won't cry no more.
Traveling. Whom do you love? And what would be your intro song? All this and more on today's Brilliant Observations. Do, 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 do.
Okay, how cute is that introduction and that song? That belongs to Brilliant Observations podcast. That was Melissa talking. In comes Amy here. They are like our cool doppelgangers on the East Coast, and they're moms and they're fun and they're funny and it's chat and conversational and they're our friends. Check it out. Brilliant Observations.
Beau Tove, it just means good morning.
Sounds
just,
like pimp your ride. It just means good morning.
Pimp your ride.
Beau Tove.
This is Avast, a podcast in which I, Paul Chomo, talk about the golden age of piracy and answer questions like, how did pirates actually talk? Is that pirate video game any good? What even is a poop deck? Do pirate TV shows and movies get anything right? Spoiler alert, not really, but the truth is far more interesting. The Avast podcast is about pirate history, pop culture, trivia, comedy, and maybe even a little sprinkling of true crime once in a while. Subscribe to Avast wherever you get podcasts, and remember, you have the buckles, darn it. Don't be afraid to swash them.
This was a podcast of the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.